My brothers and sisters in the Lord, what is today's gospel really about? And who is really on trial? The woman caught in adultery? Or maybe Jesus? Or maybe the scribes and the Pharisees? Or maybe even ourselves? Clearly, my brothers and sisters, the woman is on trial. She was caught in the very act of committing adultery. And not even the distance of 2,000 years changes our judgment that the trust she broke is certainly wrong. This woman is clearly on trial. But you see, my friends, so is Jesus. It is to test Jesus, after all, that the scribes and the Pharisees bring the woman to him in the first place. Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. What do you say? If Jesus says to stone her, he affirms the religious law and proves that he is a proper rabbi. But he would also advocate breaking Roman law, which held that only the state had the authority to sentence a person to death. If he says not to stone her, he seems to scorn justice and admit that the Romans have power over life and death. Either way, my friends, he brings about his own downfall, which is precisely what the scribes and Pharisees desire. So Jesus says to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone." And in saying that, my brothers and sisters, he puts the scribes and the Pharisees on trial. He puts not only their deceit in the docket, but their self-righteousness, the power that comes from knowing that you are right and the other is wrong. But when their unbending sense of justice is put on trial, the scribes and the Pharisees realize they can no more stand before the eyes of God, before the knowledge of their own wrongdoings, than can the woman they have brought before Jesus. Because you see, my friends, they have committed their own adulteries, their own sins in whatever form they may have taken. And in putting the scribes and Pharisees on trial, Jesus puts us on trial as well. For I would wager, my friends, that there is not a single person in the church this morning who has not at some time in their life been in this position. Each of us knows the terrible consequences that comes from certainty. When we know that we are right, and why shouldn't we be firm when we are right? What would become of the world if there were no right and wrong? Good should be rewarded and evil should be punished. But you see, my friends, who here could stand it if our every action were placed in the open for all to see? Who here hasn't also been in the position of the woman in the story, standing before the accusing eyes of others mute, because in our heart the voices of the scribes and Pharisees or speaking for us? Who here ask always for God's justice, but never seeks his mercy? The truth, my brothers and sisters, is this: God never chooses between justice and mercy, but always treats us with both. Woman, has no one condemned you? Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Jesus speaks the word of God to this woman and to us. In justice, he calls our sin what it is: wrong, evil. And in mercy, he sets us free. Neither do I condemn you. What Jesus says to the woman in the gospel is what he says to us here today and to all who would presume to choose between the justice of God and the mercy of God. for others, and for ourselves. It is the exact same message he says from the cross, as we shall soon hear again. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Those are the words God speaks to us. Do we dare hear them for ourselves? And if we do, my friends, then what are the words that we speak to each other?